Well, the idea and the plan is to really to bring representation of members back to the fore as being the core function of the GRA. So in recent years there has been some good work done in relation to the oversight processes in the association, but many members have felt that the representation of members and the challenges they face in policing this country have slipped back a bit as a priority. So it's really about putting the members, particularly those on the front line who are putting themselves in harm's way and dealing with a very stressful, difficult job, that their needs are put to the fore and redress issues, particularly around equipment and training and issues like that.
Now, you have been a big advocate on those issues as it relates particularly here to Donegal, and one of the key issues that you have raised over the last couple of years was a lack of an armed response unit for the North West. Is that something that you're still going to keep pushing in the term ahead?
Well, definitely the reliance on the armed support unit, and again, I suppose the conversation gets caught up in this idea of firearms, but certainly as we've seen time and time again, the levels of assault on our members are facing a steady increase, and that's across the country. So certainly the issues that I have been speaking about in Donegal in terms of access to backup are very much national problems. They might be exacerbated slightly in Donegal because of our geography, but certainly the members across the country, particularly the young members out there on the front line during this pandemic, are encountering all sorts of challenges, and it's very important that proper systems and protocols are put in place and there's enough guards out there to come to their aid whenever they're needed. And as you say, the armed support units with their non-lethal weapons such as tasers and also equipment like body cameras, these are all key in providing a safe environment for our members, and that's all guards want, the same protections and the same rights that are afforded to most workers to ensure they have a safe workplace. We feel that there's a lot of deficiencies that need to be addressed in relation to our working environment.
And while the Gardaí have been allocated various vehicles for the current pandemic, is there a concern that they'll be taken away once this crisis is over again?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I suppose that the first thing that we would say was the fact that so many vehicles were needed to be hired and showed that the fleet that existed wasn't fit for purpose. It shows again to something that we've been talking about for a long time, just decades of a lack of investment and a failure to provide the basic tools for Gardaí to get on doing their job. So again, another body of work. We know now, it's established, that that's what we need, just to provide a very much a community-focused and a community-orientated service for helping people through this pandemic. We literally didn't have vehicles to go out and do that job. We had to hire them in. So again, probably a damning indictment of previous regimes and previous governments and the level of investment in our Gardaí Síochána corner. At the end of the day, when our members don't have right to the equipment, that means they can't deliver for the public. So it's the public that suffer as much as our members.